This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joins us now. And the wonderful Ray is brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Ray, it feels like they're grasping at straws. I don't mind getting rid of Darius Slay because, dear Lord, but hey, they need help on offense, and they got the crusty old Adam Thielen, he of not even 70 receiving yards this year.
Yeah, I mean, this would have been great if this was 5 years ago, right? I mean, at one time, that combination of Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen was, you know, one of the top duos in the NFL. But, I mean, he's 35 years old. It just seems like the Steelers continually go down this road. It's almost like they cannot help themselves. And, I mean, I get it. You're in the middle of the season. But at some point, guys, you got to go young. I mean, you got to stop what you're doing with these offseason signings and what they did this year with Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, obviously Slay. At some point, you got to commit to not only drafting and developing younger guys, but playing them, living with their warts, right? Let them grow. That's eventually what they got to do. But, I mean, I get it now. You're in a playoff race. This is something they felt like they had to do, but eventually this stuff has to change.
Ray, zero targets, 13 snaps for Pat Freiermuth. Well, I mean, there's a lot of theories out there. Maybe he's in the doghouse with Arthur Smith. Maybe he's in the doghouse with Mike Tomlin. We don't know. Do you have any inkling of what's going on with Pat Freiermuth? I mean, you bring in Adam Thielen, but you don't use Pat Freiermuth. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any insight on it, Doran. But, you know, there are some clues, like Mike Tomlin dropped that Pat was a zone buster earlier in the season. It seems like Arthur believes the same thing, that they don't use him a lot in when they're facing man-to-man coverage. Now, you as a former tight end,
like, you might get signed, Doran. It's coming.
Yeah, I mean, I never got the sense in previous years that Pat Freiermuth was not good at getting open against man. That's like, to me, that's a new thing this season. You know, I thought he was somebody who could play against any defense. But obviously, they changed their tune this year. You know, maybe it's as simple as Jonnu Smith is Arthur Smith's guy. This happens sometimes in the NFL. It happens at every level of football. Coaches have the guys they're comfortable with, their favorites. But for it to happen to Pat when they're paying him all that money, I agree with you. It's a very, very strange thing, and it's going to be one of the top stories of the offseason, because to me at this point, guys, either Freiermuth has to go or Arthur Smith has to go. I don't see this continuing beyond the season.
I mean, from my estimation, it's more about – it's not about what he can't do in the passing game against man coverage. It's more about what he can't do in the running game and blocking. That might have a lot to do with the snap counts being low of him and them running wanting to run a certain type of offense when they run the ball, and he's just not capable of blocking the defensive end.
And they think Jonnu Smith is the better receiver of the two.
Right.
Yeah. I get that, but for Jonnu Smith to play as much as he does,
I know.
You can't tell me that Jonnu Smith is only in there in passing situations, because he's also in there when they run the ball too.
But yeah, on fourth down and two from the goal line.
Yeah.
By the way, Jonnu Smith, this is incredible. Jonnu Smith has 30 catches for 190 yards. That is a whopping 6.3 yards per catch. That is.
I could do that. I could literally do that right
I
now.
I agree with
right,
you.
Right now.
Don't you say it, though. They don't. That, don't you make that. They will call you.
That is fine. I will take the paycheck.
You're going to leave me?
Spencer Anderson can do that.
Right.
I mean, if he falls down, he's big enough, he'll get 6.3 yards. It's just, it's utterly ridiculous. The big issue, though, is the head coach. And, man, we're going to play it in a little bit. Ed Bouchette was on the podcast hosted by Batco that you guys do for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And he's not a hot take guy at all, Ed Bouchette. And Ed Bouchette saying it's time. The question for you, Ray, is Mike Tomlin actually for the first time as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers starting to feel some of the heat?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any way you can deny it now. And like still, guys, they're it's not going to be a firing, but I could see a scenario now where after the season ends, and let's assume they finish 8-9 and out of the playoffs. Okay, so there's no playoffs and things are as bad on January 5th as they are now. I could see them meeting and, you know, coming to the agreement. Hey, it's probably best for both parties that we go our separate ways right now. End it on a good note. And I think that's certainly something that could happen.
Wow.
But it's not going to be firing where they're going to eat that $33, $34 million, whatever it is. Mike Tomlin is going to have to agree to it. And maybe he will. Maybe at this point he also sees the writing on the wall. He's not getting through to these guys like he once did. So things change all the time. A year ago I wouldn't have sung this tune to you guys, but I think at this point, it's definitely something that we have to consider here in a month or so.
Now, we kind of ask this every week. Would it shock you, Ray? Would it shock you if they did this? Would it shock you if they did that? Would it shock you if they went down to Baltimore and won on Sunday?
No, because they're the most inconsistent team in football. That first half by the defense against the Bills, I don't think anyone's talking about it, but it was really good. And then, despite the running yards, I mean, they were getting off the field. They were getting turnovers, and then the offense just sabotages the whole thing. And then in the previous week, the offense plays, I think, very good, or at least above average, and the defense can't get out of its own way. So, eventually they're gonna string together three or four quarters, and they're gonna win some games here down the stretch. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it is Baltimore. I'm not gonna pick them, but no, it wouldn't surprise me because Baltimore has many of the same issues that the Steelers team has.
We all agree. Baltimore stinks, too.
Yeah.
They absolutely stink.
But so did Buffalo.
Good point by you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Ray, this is so damning to me that they've moved on from Darius Slay. I think they need to, but the damning part is two-fifths of their top five defensive backs at the start of the season on a defense that Mike Tomlin said could do historic things don't even make it through the full season. It is such a damning evaluation of talent, isn't it?
And don't forget Jalen Ramsey is an outside corner.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's a very good free safety. I think he can extend his career by playing that position, but that's not why they brought him in. They brought him in so he could play all three positions, but they also had visions of him being a good outside corner, playing lockdown on the outside so they could play that press man coverage that everyone talked about, in the summer. So to me, this is like Omar, Andy, and Mike wrapped all together. I think a lot of this is on Mike, though. I mean, this is Mike's team. At a certain point, guys, it always comes down to the job of the GM and the job of the personnel guys is to acquire talent that the head coach wants to incorporate into his system. That's their main job. And I think Mike, where he is at this stage in his career, certainly has that power. And I just wonder if Mike does stay, does Omar maybe take a little bit of that control back and say, hey, Mike, Art would have to sign off on this.
Right.
We're going to acquire our guys who we think fit your system, and then you're going to coach them.
I think there's a better chance that Omar Khan hits Mike Tomlin over the head with a sack of bricks. And I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think there's a better chance that the Pirates trade for Ketel Marte.
Yeah, but I think that's something that maybe the way this all has happened here over the last couple of years with Mike and his hands in the talent evaluation process, the way he does it, maybe that's something that has to change if he does stay. But who knows?
Do you feel like Tomlin's feeling pressure? Like whenever you sat down yesterday and watched him at the podium, do you feel like that the pressure's starting to mount?
That's a hard read for me. I don't know about you guys. He looks a little bit weathered to me. Like this whole season,
I'm
has
with
worn
you. On that. Yep. Yeah.
Like his eyes, his face. Have you guys noticed that?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Puffy eyes. Like maybe he's not getting it. Like just that look of worry. Is something that I notice. You know, for me to say it really truly gets under his skin and bothers him, I don't know the answer to that question, but I think this season has really worn on him like maybe other seasons have not.
As somebody who every time I look in the mirror, the bags in the eyes get deeper and deeper, I feel like I'm allowed to say what you have just said. I totally agree with that. And I would never accuse Mike Tomlin of not busting his ass like that. I would say that it's born from that. But is you think he's feeling any heat from in the building? Like you talk to these players all the time on and off the record. Is there any doubt that these guys believe in his direction, his leadership?
Well, they all still believe in Mike Tomlin, but how can they believe and what's going on right now? I mean, it's hard to completely buy in when everything they're doing or a lot of what they're doing simply is not working. I mean, you guys heard TJ on the podium after the game. You know, I got the idea from that either they weren't trying to make adjustments or the adjustments they were making were not working. And either way you slice it, I mean, that's the coaching not helping out the players and getting the job done. So, yeah, to answer your question, I still think those guys like Mike Tomlin. They believe in him, but I think it's getting harder and harder to believe in him when the systems aren't working, they're not winning, and they're not helping the players succeed on the field.
Ray, you have never looked better. I just wanted to throw that out there before we say goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week. That's the great Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.